Hello, everyone, and welcome to our latest podcast. We're here with returning actress, Kilmarnock's very own Stephanie Lind. Hello, Stephanie.
Hello.
How are you? You okay?
I'm not bad. I'm great. How are you?
Now, if our followers on Facebook and Twitter, that's a wee pun, had seen your interview video, they would have got a taster before the show of what you were like. And if they had bought a ticket, they would have heard you sing. So if we put two and two together, and then they listen to this one, how was it for you? How was A Night of Broadway in February?
It was brilliant. It was absolutely brilliant. It just kind of blew me away slightly. honestly, it was just so much fun. And I forgot how much fun doing a kind of show like that can be. And as I said in the interview before, like, it's like gold dust doing gigs like that. Like, it's just brilliant. And it's when you really get to hone in and, like, being chatting to the audience and stuff like that. And, you know, and working a relationship, you're not just there delivering, you're actually, you know, creating a different, you know, a whole different world for the audience as well as yourself, which is lovely.
So what was your favourite moment of the show?
My favourite moment was...
so many. Too hard to choose, Barry.
I know. My favourite moment was at the end of I Dreamed a Dream. Only because it was one of those songs that I just loved doing, and I had a few snuffles in the audience.
It's good when that happens, though, isn't it? Because it means your audience is going through that journey with you. And as you said in the video interview, which is available on our website and Facebook and YouTube, it's all about the acting journey and connecting with people and allowing people to give them the freedom to go on that journey with you, isn't it?
Absolutely. So they feel your emotion and they feel the song's emotion, and they're going on that journey with you. Yeah, definitely. And it's just one. I think it is one of those songs that does kind of like pull the old heartstrings anyway.
Yeah, and it's a classic and it's a favourite, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now, you were telling me that some of your family came along to the last show.
Yeah.
Tell us what their experience was like.
Well, do you know what? They went to the whole shebang.
Did they?
The pre-season of dinner, they were meeting early, there was like Prosecco flowing. And they had a lovely time and they had a lovely meal, and then they went and gone to see the show and they thoroughly enjoyed it. I cannot stress that enough. They were just, they had the best time.
Yeah.
My goodness, they really did. And now,
because the pre-show theatre that you were talking about, the dinner, it was with Duncan's Bar and Bistro, which is situated inside the Harbour Arts Centre, and they do a two-course meal for, is it $9.95? Sure it is, $9.95, yeah. And people just book that separately from their tickets with us. And it seems to be like a really different night out from going to a pub or going to the bingo. It's kind of like, oh, it's a cheaper alternative from just sitting in and watching Netflix, isn't it?
Oh, totally.
It's something different.
nothing beats live entertainment and a good meal.
Yeah, that's true. I'm all for that. Now, you'll be returning to the next show on the 2nd of April. Can you give us any hints of what you'll be performing, or let us into any exclusive behind-the-scenes info for our listeners?
I want to say that I'm going to be going song choices. I have an inkling that I'm going to be going pretty kind of 1940s style. We've got a bit of we'll talk about Gershwin and Cole Porter there.
Okay.
Which are old favourites. And then there's other things like The Sound of Music and Mary Poppins that are coming along into the mind. And so it's all these movie musicals, which is what we were talking about, things that are kind of related to the movies and stuff like that, definitely.
Yeah, so this one is more going to be focused on a little bit of both. So it'll be something traditional, like your Gershwin, but then something that people will know, whether it's Dirty Dancing or Footloose, or whether it's Chicago, so that there is that really good balance. But I think this show will be very much more movie-based, so that people can actually go, Oh yeah, I know where that comes from. Or I didn't know that song was in that movie. So it's going to be really exciting. Now, we were talking before the podcast because we couldn't believe it, listeners, that half the tickets have sold already, and it's almost a month until the show starts. So we apologize if you don't get a ticket. They seem to just be selling out really fast in 2016.
Good. I
Yeah,
love that. We do.
but it's good that people are seeing it as an alternative and can come along, and it's bringing community together. And it's not, because it's in urban, it's not necessarily a North Ayrshire thing. We get loads of people from East Ayrshire and South Ayrshire to come along, so it really is a pan Ayrshire experience now, and it's so nice to see, isn't it?
Oh yeah, totally. In fact, I think I've got one or two family members, friends that have been wanted to come last time but couldn't make it. Or Glasgow, like they're Newton Mearns kind of, and they were desperate to come this last time, but they couldn't get tickets, so they're like jumped in on that to get those tickets there.
Oh.
But definitely, there seems to be a lot of very supportive people out there that are willing to kind of like pop down and come and see something a little bit different, which is really, really great. I love that.
Now, Stephanie, if anybody that's listening hasn't been to the show before, how would you explain it to them?
Well, it is a kind of it's like a musical journey.
Well, that's true. It's a good musical journey, though. But I think what's really good about it is that it's four actors performing songs from different shows, and we're all very different. And what's really nice about that was, for example, for the last show, we had Colin, who was quite operatic, his lovely wife Yasmin, who was quite poppy and contemporary. Then we had Rosie, who was quite traditional, and then we had you with your twang, and that's that wicked sound, if anybody was there. That's that wicked sound. So that's what's making it special, isn't it? It's just something different, and the cast changes all the time, doesn't it?
And it's just great. It's really, really like fun. And I it's really great to be able to work with different qualities and vocal qualities and different people from different backgrounds and the acting and the musical theatre, and everyone's got different experience that you can share. And you go, oh, why don't we do this before we, you know, the joke that we had last time was when we did Loathing, Rosie and I, we did, you know, the line's actually, oh, she's blonde, but we changed it to English because we thought it would be more funny. And it went down a storm, like that's kind of just one of those little things. And that was just from building that, you know, relationship that day, and just having, you know, being professional and going, okay, what's going to work here? What can we play on here? And it was great fun, like just playing that.
So, if anybody is listening and they're going, okay, I'm thinking about buying tickets, how do they get involved? How do they get their tickets?
Well, they can phone up
At the Harbour Arts Centre.
at the hack. And I know that Irvine starts with 01294.
Yep. I'll finish it for you. It's 274059. So that is 01294 274059. Can they book them online, Stephanie?
Sorry?
Can they book the tickets online?
Yes, and they can also go onto the Facebook page and book tickets through that as well. There's an event on the event Facebook page as well. So it's super, super easy to go and like find out how to get like a ticket. And they're only £13, and it's like I still loving it.
Yeah, and if they book, they'll get to see you. If they manage to get tickets, that is, they'll see you live in Irvine on the 2nd April. Now, unfortunately, guys, thank you for listening. We only get 10 minutes of our podcast, and unfortunately, we're out of time. But if you'd like to come along to A Night of Broadway at the Harbour Arts Centre, please do come along. Please buy your tickets early, as we said previously. Half the tickets are now gone. So thank you very much, Stephanie, for doing
No,
the
thank you.
podcast with us. And we look forward to seeing you listeners at the show at the Harbour Arts
Yes.
Centre on the 2nd April. Thank you very much.
Okay.